Hi, I'm Phil Neen for WRCO Sports. Well, a high school softball season is set to open up in Richland Center today, weather permitting. The Hornets, coached by Jamie Gander, had a great end of the season, making it to the sectional final a year ago. I talked yesterday to Coach Gander as his team is preparing for the new season.
Well, good attitudes, a lot of hard work. It's been tough getting in some good practices, I guess we call them, because it's just been, you know, we had that big snowstorm last weekend, and we missed practice Monday. That was one of our days we were scheduled to be in the morning and the afternoon, so we had to delay our scrimmage with Ithaca to Monday night just because of that, because we originally had it planned for Saturday, didn't have enough practices in per WIA to scrimmage, and then again with Tuesday night's game scheduled with the Dells, we had to move that back too. So looks like we're good to go with practices for the game against Wazika, and we should be able to keep moving forward. It was nice to get outside. I felt last night was probably our best practice of the season so far, because we were able to get down on our field and just do what, kind of pick up and do what we were doing at the end of last season. So.
What about the scrimmage on Monday? What did you see in that one?
Well, we pitched Kyrie and Brad pitched JC the first two innings. And I'll be honest, you know, early in the season, those two throw hard. There just wasn't a lot of hits. So we both talked ahead of time. We agreed to throw those two innings and then our backups the last two innings. And, you know, both teams struggled hitting off the starting pitchers, but then both teams hit pretty decent off the backups, which was good to see. So, fielding-wise, you know, we got some new faces in there this year. It's going to be a work in progress. You know, we lost four pretty vital seniors, you know, vital part of our team last year. So we're working hard at trying to fill those positions. And, you know, I think, like I said, it's going to be a work in progress again this year. But we just keep telling the girls we just want to be the hardest working team in the conference and just keep doing what we do and see where the season ends here again.
RC softball coach Jamie Gander. WRCO plans to broadcast that game today. A non-conference contest against Wazika Steuben. They are coached by Dustin Smith.
The seniors and I actually last week were gone on our senior class trip to the Big Apple out in New York City. So this has been my first full week of practice with the girls. But what I have been seeing is positive energy, good effort, and just, you know, that overall tenacity where they want to be great.
As you prepare for the game in Richland Center, have you been on an actual field very often yet?
We were finally able to get out this week. We've been out on the field both Monday and Tuesday, and then we plan on taking advantage of the beautiful sunny 5 and sunny degree weather today.
Tell me about your team. Who are your leaders going to be this year?
Well, I have a couple of returning All-State players from the previous year, Isabella Bunders and Brianna Ray. Isabella is a senior this year, and she will be my senior shortstop. And then Bree, like I said, she was All-State from a year before. She is my pitcher and also my third baseman. But there are also many other contributing girls on our team that are eager and ready to, you know, start to carve out a name for themselves, too.
You matched up with Richland Center a year ago. What do you expect from them, knowing a little bit about them going into this year?
Last year, they were on the up and up, and I don't think that they are going to surprise any teams this year. Everyone knows what caliber of team they are, especially with the Fisher girl taking the center circle. I believe she's a sophomore this year, so I can only imagine that she's gotten better from the previous year.
Once again, we'll have high school softball today on the radio, weather permitting. That's a 5 o'clock first pitch time. Bowling scores from the Merchants Bowling League. Hillside Dairy 2 at 28-78. Phoenix Center 2 at 28-21. Kelly's Coffee at 28-16. High Game Honors. Hillside Dairy 2 at 10-23. Premier Co-op 1009. 1003 for Kelly's Coffee. Top Individual Series. Chase Keller 707. Ken Nix Jr. 631. Steve Winger 628. Top Game. Chase Keller at 258. Richard Gilbert. Gilbert, a 245, Jordan Slaney and Steve Winger each had 244s in the Merchants Bowling League. on the state scene. The top story, of course, second-year pitcher Jacob Mizorowski gets the opening day start for the Brewers this afternoon. Manager Pat Murphy and his team welcoming in the White Sox. Milwaukee won a franchise record 97 last season. The Miz threw five hitless innings against the St. Louis Cardinals in his first major league start last June. Only two pitchers have been younger when they started an opening day game. As far as the season, the veteran Christian Yelich.
Stuff matters. If he says you're not going to be good, if he says you're going to be good, like, you still got to play, you still got to stay healthy, you still got to navigate the six-month season where there's going to be a lot of good times and bad times. I think we have a young team, but we have a talented team, and kind of just see what the season has in store for us. We're going to have to play well if we want to be in a position to be a postseason team.
Yelich was asked why all of the national so-called experts always sell the Brewers short.
I don't know if we have like the household names or guys that we trade guys usually every offseason or say that we can't overcome this loss or that loss. You know, people think what we do every year is a fluke. I don't know. You'd have to ask them. We're not really too concerned with that because, like you said, it's we control what we do out there. Whether they say you're going to be great, whether they say you're going to be bad, it doesn't really matter. You kind of just block out that noise.
Pre-game time coming up around 12:30 on WRCE, FM 107.7 at AM 1450. Aaron Judge went hitless on opening day for the first time and struck out four times for the first time since September of 2024. But the Yankees still produced plenty of offense and beat San Francisco 7-0 as the game got underway and the season got underway for the major leagues in baseball. Lots of openers today around the leagues. Interleague play, Boston at Cincinnati, Detroit at San Diego. Also, Tampa Bay is playing today at the Cardinals and Texas at Philadelphia. In the American League, Minnesota at Baltimore, the Angels at Houston, Cleveland at Seattle tonight. And in the National League, the Cubs this afternoon hosting Washington and Pittsburgh at the Mets. Arizona is playing at the Dodgers. Also, the Badger men's hockey team is opening up its NCAA play. They were invited as an at-large in a round of 16. They take on ECAC champion Dartmouth in the first game on the way to a possible Frozen Four. Coach Mike Hastings' team won three of the four games it played against ranked teams at the end of the regular season.
We didn't get control of what Dartmouth did. We could control what we were going to do in preparation for the opportunity. And those guys did an outstanding job at doing that. You know, and so I feel good from the standpoint of I think they gave me everything they had over this time to prepare for it physically and mentally. And I do think they're incredibly excited about playing on Thursday. And they should be.
36 points from Ryan Rollins weren't nearly enough to keep the Bucks in a game at Portland last night. The Trailblazers rolled to a 130-99 victory. That's eight losses in the last 10 games for Milwaukee. Starters Giannis Antetokounmpo, Miles Turner, and Kyle Kuzma missed the action, as did sixth man Bobby Portis. The Bucks return home to meet the Spurs on Saturday afternoon. And the Packers, their best defensive player and several other teams don't like the tush push, but they're just going to have to put up with it. Athlon Sports reports that play isn't on the agenda with the league owners next week. Micah Parsons has told reporters that players getting behind the ball carrier and pushing him forward in short yardage situations is not football. The Packers introduced a proposition to get rid of it last year. It will remain as a legal play during the 2026 NFL season. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.